So last week, we started the topic of drinking wine at the meals of Shabbat, and again we want to carefully distinguish this between the idea of wine for the sake of Oneg Shabbat, or if those say there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbat. This is a seems to be halacha in the Seuda, right? Halacha in the Seuda, just like lechem mishneh. The Rambam says you have to have lechem mishneh. You also have to drink wine during the meal. That's how we came to the interpretation. We saw that. Some Rishonim understood the Rambam is requiring Kiddush at Seuda Shlishit. We said, no, there's no Kiddush at Seuda Shlishit according to the Rambam, but you do have to drink wine during all three Seudot, in Koveh Seuda al Hayayin. Koveh Seuda al Hayayin, that's how the Kesef Mishnah and explains it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ah, we just had a winter if you were coming. So we're picking up at. We can start.
We're picking up
from page 27, but it starts at page 1. So you can either there or there. Either way. So now where we left off last week was the question of how this is the halacha. You know, the halacha. We have the shitat Rambam that you have to drink wine during each of the three meals. And this is again to make it a suda chashuva. Seemingly again parallel to the halacha of lechem mishneh. Not so much a halacha in oneg Shabbat. But a different kind of halacha. So the question is, how is this brought down the halacha? So if you take a look in the Bet Yosef in Siman Tav Kuf Chavtet, which we have here on the new page 1, so the Bet Yosef says in Ilchot Yom Tov, he says in the first arrow here, he says, Katav gam ken shech likboa b'chol suda al yayin kmo b'shabbat. So he quotes the Rambam, because the Rambam says that for Yom Tov also you have to be you have to make all the sudot on wine, meaning you should drink wine during the meal, like Shabbat. Now, again, the Rambam also quotes that you have to drink wine on Shabbat on Yom Tov for Simchat Yom Tov. The Rambam has two separate statements: you have to drink wine for Simchat Yom Tov, and the other is that you have to drink wine during the meal, right, for the sake of the sudah, just like Shabbat, right? So the Beit Yosef quotes it here, like Derech Agav. He brings down this Rambam. And if you look on page 2, and in Hilchot Shabbat he doesn't mention it at all. In Hilchot Shabbat it doesn't get mentioned in the Beit Yosef at all. Only in Hilchot Yom Tov. So if you look on page 2, you see that the Shulchan Aruch actually quoted this lahalacha. In Hilchot Yom Tov, page 2, he says, Chayav livtzor shtei kikarot v'likboa kol suda aliyayin. So it's mifurash that on Yom Tov you have to be kol suda aliyayin. Now, would anyone say that that it's Dafke Yom Tov? He didn't quote it in Luchot Shabbat. It's not quoted in Luchot Shabbat at all. Right? It's not quoted in Luchot Shabbat. Look at the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph. She says, Alayayin haynu gam be'emtza suda. Milvad ma shegedesh ayayin mitchila. That's what we were pointing out. Again, to be kover suda alayayin means to drink wine during the meal. Right? And he says, Kmo l'inyan Shabbat. So okay, that's funny. The Chavi didn't quote it. He says, Kmo kanal b'siman, sof siman, Reish Nun. At the end of Siman Reish Nun. Okay, so we have to see where he says Siman Reish Nun. Just see quickly what he says by Shabbat. The only thing he says in page 3, so the Mishnah Berurah came to the Mechaber holds in Siman Reish Nun. We'll see that in a second, whether we can say that or not. So what do we have in Hilchot Shabbat in the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch? So page 3 we have that he says, by Suda Shlishit, Enzach Lekadesh by Suda Shlishit. Right? So, and again, that's a reflection of what he wrote in the Beit Yosef, that the Rambam said you have to be the Kover Suda Shlishit Alayayin, just like all the Sudot. It doesn't mean Kiddush, it means drinking wine during the meal. But he quoted that Lahalacha in Ilchot Yom Tov, that you have to drink wine during the meal. Here, all he says is you don't have to make Kiddush by Suda Shlishit. So, in other words, he rejects the other interpretation. He doesn't say, oh, but don't forget, but what the Rambam really means is you have to drink wine during the meal. He doesn't quote it, he doesn't say anything about it.
It's not like a kiddush, because even according to the Rambam, you don't have to make.
Well, that's based on his. The two understood the Rambam that you do have to make kiddush with suda shlishit, right? And the Beit Yosef said no, that's not the pshat. Pshat in the Rambam is that you don't make kiddush with suda shlishit. You drink wine during the meal of suda shlishit, as with all the other suudot. That was what we saw last week.
So what he says, Enzach Lekadesh here, it's...
He's rejecting
to,
the two.
You don't need to drink. Oh, you don't need to make Kiddush as...
Before the Hamotzi.
The Kiddush literally a Kiddush, not like
Kiddush,
drinking.
Kiddush, you don't have to take a cup of wine and make a proper Geffen before the Hamotzi, right? But again, in the Beit Yosef, he explained that this means, what the Rambam really means is you have to drink wine during the meal. And that, we didn't quite even disagree with. Interesting here, over there the Mishnah Berurah said, yeah, you have to drink wine during the meal. Tzarich. Over here the Mishnah Berurah just says, in Siman Sivkat Chaf Aleph, this is in Siman Resh Tzadi Aleph, he says, Tov Lehader Levarech Aliyayin Toch HaSuda. Tov Lehader Levarech Aliyayin. It's good to drink wine during the Suda Shlishit. If you look in Shar Tzion Yud Aleph, he explains, Latzet Bezeh Da'at HaRambam Shesover Ken Ayin Bekesef Mishnah. He says, the reason why you should drink wine during Suda Shlishit is be Yotzeh the Shitav the Rambam. The way the Kesef Mishnah explains. Oh, again, it's just very strange because in Siman Tav Kuf Chav Tet, the Shulchan Aruch said, you are chayav likbo asuda layayin on Yom Tov. Or in Chod Shabbat, he doesn't mention it. In Siman Tav Kuf Chav Tet, the Mishnah Berurah said that on Shabbat also you must drink wine during the meal. Over here, it's only Tov Lehader, so it got downgraded. Unclear why. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say in Siman Reish Nun that the Mishnah Berurah referred to? So he says, and this is why we began this topic already now. He says, "Yarbe bebasar v'yayin u'migdanot kefi yecholto." The reason why we got it because we've been doing Hilchot Erev Shabbat. We started Siman Resh Nun, he says, "Yarbe bebasar v'yayin u'migdanot kefi yecholto." You should try to have meat and wine for Onik Shabbat kefi yecholto. This is halacha in Onik Shabbat. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. He says that the Rambam quoted this halacha, that the Shulchan quoted this halacha in the Chod Shabbat. So Mishnah Berurah claims what this means, means you have to drink wine during the meal. Well, it doesn't really say that. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah himself, he contradicts himself on this. Well, first of all, we can see, like, what is the source for this halacha? So Beit Yosef, the Torah says it. Beit Yosef doesn't really give a source for it. So what is the source? Look in the Biur HaGra on page 5. Biur HaGra gives a source to this. I mean, the commentators don't say anything about this. And the Be'er HaGola just says, Midiv HaRam Perek Lamed. If you look at the Be'er HaGola on the left-hand side, it's not bracketed. He says, Yarbe B'Sar V'Yayin Gmignot V'Yicholto, Div HaRam Perek Lamed. That's interesting. In Perek Lamed, the Rambam says, you have to kover Sudot Al Yayin. But he also says that you should have, that B'Sar V'Yayin is considered Onik Shabbat. So which does he mean? So look at the Biur HaGra. He says Shabbat Sham, that's page Kuf Yutet in Masechet Shabbat. Anand Yidlam Bisra V'Chamra V'Chule. V'Amar Rava Sham Yav Zavim Mitlesa V'Chule. So the Biur HaGra says that this is based on different statements in the Gemara that Basar and Yain are considered to be Onik Shabbat, right? But that's not what the Mishnah Berurah said in Siman Tav Kuf Chav Tet, that this is where the Mechaber quoted the halacha that you have to be kover Suda Al Yain. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah contradicts himself on page 6. He soter himself. Page 6, in the beginning of Resh Mem Bet, so he establishes the klalim of Onik Shabbat, and he says in Siman Resh Mem Bet, the Mishnah Berurah says, Siv Katan Aleph, Had Amru Detzach Leanukot Bedegim Gedolim V'Rashesh Shumin V'Tavshil Shetchadin. Ah, the Gemara says you have to have big fish and garlic, which we talked about last week. Fish and garlic, we talked about. V'Tavshil Shetchadin, and you should have beets. שזה היה מאכל חשוב בזמנם, וכן בכל מקום, מקום לפי מנהגו יענגו במאכלים משקים חשובים להם עונג. The point is that every place should eat nice foods. ולפי שמן הסתם, רוב בני אדם יקרינו גם בבשר ויין מגדנות, וכך ידע בסימן ראש נון סביב בית, הרבה בשר ויין מגדנות כפי יכולתו. Because most people and most places, wine, meat and wine are considered fancy food, delicious food, that's why the מחבר quoted in סימן ראש נון. So he contradicts himself. In Siman Tav Kuf Chav Tet, he said that the Mechaber quoted this halacha as a way of codifying the idea of being kover suda layayin in the Chod Shabbat also. But here he tells you, no, it's Onik Shabbat, it's Lav Davka, it's whatever is considered a fancy food, and then it's not a chiyuv. You know, if a beer is more fancy for you, so you'll drink beer.
If you're a Nazir,
that's also possible. Okay, so it seems that we have, I guess, l'chora, if we take the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch both places, it's a contradiction. Yechot Yom Tov, he quoted it. It's supposed to apply in the Shabbat also, and in the Chod Shabbat, he didn't really quote it at all. We'll see. It's hard to imagine how you would distinguish between them. Meaning, the halacha was said by the Rambam, by Shabbat, and by Yom Tov. The source in the Gemara we saw last week is difficult to pin down, right? It doesn't really say what the Rambam says it says. It says that on Shabbat and Yom Tov, there's a derech likbor asud aliyah. That's the way of people to drink wine on Shabbat and Yom Tov during the meal. Didn't say it's a chiyuv. That was it's a chiyuv. So we still don't really know where he got it from. But this is what we have in the poskim. So let's first talk about. Of course, we like last week we spoke about garlic. What's the shiur? So you speak, what's the shiur of meat and wine for during the meal, according to the Rambam, Shita the Rambam. So the first, so here we have the Radvaz in page 7, Chelek Vav, here is Simon Shnelefim Kuvdal. They asked him about this Rambam. Everyone's like, does the Rambam mean that? Kiddush Suda Shlishit? Does he mean that? Of course, the Radvaz, like the Maram of Shakar, answers no. On page 8, he explains what it means. Page 8, he says, Tzatzarich likvoa al yain kelomar. Sheikar kviyut ha-suda alav. Lashon kiddush l'chud, lashon kovel l'chud. He says, kiddush, kovel, not the same thing. Right? The ikar ha-suda has to be al yain. So this is a, he adds a word, ikar, ikar ha-suda al yain. So some take this to mean that it means you have to drink a lot of wine. Right? I'm not sure what it means.
Pesach.
Right. I'm not sure what it means. Actually, Dafka Pesach, we drink wine everywhere except for in the meal.
Yes.
Yeah, although it's permitted to drink wine during the meal, but unless you had low alcohol wine, you know, to be a Seder Shita the Rambam requires a strong stomach on the Seder night. And he says Ikar Suda. So Rav Tzabi in the Tshuva says it seems like the Radvaz holds it's not just a little bit. It's like Ikar Suda. I don't know. Maybe it means drink at each course. I have no idea what he means. But it seems to mean more than just a te'ima. what else do
a
people...
A wine fest. That, like the, yeah, like everything's like surrounded. That it's
we put the wine everywhere. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's not maybe every yeah. course. You know, but it's the drink, you know, it's the drink for the night. You know, that's the fancy drink for the night. Something like that, maybe, or at the meal.
And how is that different from kiddush?
Kiddush means that we said making a cup of wine, we eat
at the beginning.
At the beginning, before the meal begins, etc. Yes, sure. Kiddush has to be before the meal begins.
Whereas Kaviyah wouldn't count if it's before the meal begins?
So that's an interesting question.
You
just
drank a
Revi'it
at the beginning, and then you...
So that we spoke about a little bit last week, so I want to go back on what we said before. But we saw the Kesef Mishneh, Bet Yosef, the Mishneh Berurah, assume that the Hamim has to be during the meal. But the wine you drink at Kiddush wouldn't count. You have to drink again a little wine during the meal. There are the Achronim who disagree. Say the Rambam would say that if you drink before the meal, it's also good. If it's connected to the meal. But the Poskim assume has to be during the middle of the meal. Hmm. So let's see. We have anything else we have on the Shiur? So the Radvaz says what he says. We're not sure what he means exactly. On page 9, we have the different Svarim they have. Now this Dir Shem Mishneh Berurah. The Dir Shem Mishneh Berurah quotes. Maybe in time of the Gemara, they would have had to drink a Revit. But nowadays, it makes the Suda more chashuv. Therefore, it's just a little bit of wine is sufficient to make the Suda more chashuv. It's a Suda sheyesh bayayin. I recall seeing the same thing in a sefer quoted from Shlomo Zalman, Orebach, but I wasn't able to remember which. There's so many svarim quote him now. There's Shulchan Shlomo and Halichot Shlomo, and I think it was even a different sefer I saw that quoted them. It might have even been like a tshuva from him about this, and I think he said the same thing, that you don't have to have a revi'it. Maybe the Advaz would disagree. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, now how do we come down? Do we actually do this? So, Kedarkenu, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, Temanim. I guess that's the alphabetical order. So we already saw the Mishnah Berurah. We already saw the Mishnah Berurah who said it's Tov Lehader. Tov Lehader Lishtot Yain B'toch HaSeuda. Again, in Hilchot Yom Tov, he said, yeah, this is a Chiyuv. But when it came down to Tov, in Seuda Shlishi, the Mishnah Berurah says Tov Lehader. It's good to be Yotze the Rambam. We had Kushiyot. We said, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Chod Yom Tov. It seems like we hold it la'alacha, but he doesn't take account of that. And Shmuel Shabbat Kalik Hilchata quotes the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. It's good to drink wine during all three meals. Sfaradim, the Kaf HaChaim, in Simur Reish Tadi Aleph Sif Kad Nachav Bet, he said, "Aval, Beit Yosef Kadav Shein Lashon Rambam Mevuah Shtech LeKadesh." He said, "You have to drink Kiddush." He quotes the Beit Yosef. It means you have to drink wine during the meal. And he quotes interesting from the Kabbalah, "Miu ayin b'shar kavanot, daf ayin hay amudalet." So he katav the ein bechinat kiddush ala ayin b'suda zo, kov b'suda talayla. Right? There's no bechinat. There's no al pi kabbalah. No idea of making kiddush at suda shlishit. It's interesting. So many times when you actually see the sugya, you understand that when the mekubalim, especially the Arizal, are talking about inyanim, many times they're talking about a contemporary discussion. you know, that like was being discussed. Like the Radvaz was Ben Dorov Darizal, the Maharam Shakar was also same generation, right? They were asked, what's the Shitat HaRambam? So Arizal is also weighing in. And he says, we don't say Kiddush in Suda Shlishita. Again, like the Poskim said, that's not what the Rambam means. Presumably there were people who thought that is what the Rambam means. They were making Kiddush in Suda Shlishita. And Arizal is telling them, no, that's not appropriate. Al Pi Kabbalah. So many times if you understand the Sugya, you understand that the Kabbalah is not just like a whole new concept. It's actually, he's talking about discussions that are in the Poskim. I think it's interesting. Sometimes we don't know about those discussions because we're not in the sugya in that time. We come with assumptions from hundreds of years later. So he says, "V'shachit shelo kedivrei Rambam." So the Arizal seems the Rambam says you have to make kiddush and he's wrong, right? "V'chol ha'shlosh sudot." Omnam in kol zeh b'emza achilat suda. The Arizal says, "Tzarich lishtod yain v'pechla v'pegevin." Aval lo lekadesh la b'kiddush yom achilat suda kibshar sudot. So the betamisot. So Arizal says, "Al pi kabbalah also, you should drink wine during the meal of suda shlishit."
But no kiddush.
No kiddush. Rav Avadia, in Chazon Avadia Shabbat Chelik Bet says again, you have to make kiddush. Last line is umikom akom tov lishtod me'at yain b'toch suda shlishit. Tov. And again, I have the same difficulty I have with the Mishnah Berurah, meaning the Mechaber Pipaskin that in Hilchot Yom Tov. I don't understand.
What does Rav Avadia mean when he says me'at?
Not a revit. That's a good duke. So, like I said, I have the same kusha here. And if you look in the notes, he doesn't get into the mechaber sim tav kuf chavtet where he quotes it. Doesn't get into that. So I have my same problem. Same kusha. Okay, what about timanim? So again, so for Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, tov. It's good. It's good to do it. Al pi Kabbalah, al pi Rambam. It's a good thing to do, not a chiyuv. That's how the poskim are coming down. For Temanim, we have here an interesting piece from the Etz Chaim of the Maritz. He has quotes from Sefer Seder Hayom, which is a Kabbalistic Sefer, which is, again, not so popular in Sephardi circles. I think some of the Sephardi Mekubalim don't like it so much, but he quotes it. So he says, Achar kach yelech lesu, this is the Sidur Etz Chaim. אחר כך ילך סעודה שלישית ויכין לה תבשיל מיוחד בפני עצמו, he should cook special food for סעודה שלישית, מתוקן ומתובל. Now, interesting, look what he says here. ואין לעשות סעודה זו דרך הרעי ומקרה, לאחיזת עיניים, אוכלים פירות, ירקות או כזית, לנצל מעונש. כי לא כך הדת, אלא לערוך לה שולחן מודר, מתוקן, כאשר עשה בשתי הסעודות הראשונות. סעודה שלישית, you should have peanut butter sandwiches. A little challah with a piece of a little bit of hummus. It's a suda. Should be fancy like the other meals, not just letzet yidechova. V'lama tigara suda zom imam adra v'sudat erev yesh lemaala rama mishar suda tzarich linog ba'oneg v'simcha v'nucha v'yish teba gimel kosot shel yain. V'sameach et libo. Hakol lefi mashu adam. So he says he's very into drinking wine. This is again al pi kabbalah, but definitely he's telling you should drink wine during the meal.
Three cups.
He says three cups al pi kabbalah.
Is that to avoid zugot?
That's a good question. Maybe.
Because one wouldn't be chashivut. Two would be zugot. So
maybe three. Yeah, that's interesting.
Could either be. That or
I didn't look up. I didn't
middle of, beginning of the meal, middle of the meal, bekat hamazon.
I didn't look up the seder hayom, so I don't know. That's a good question. Where's the what's this number for? Kmo he says lo kmo boarim ba'am hamekilim ba'adar tiferet suda shlishit mistapkim bekezayit uprusa biyado. They don't even lay the table nicely. They're just holding a piece of bread in their hand. Mimash nishar mishudat debor, that is leftovers from the first meal anyway. Upsulato shel rishon noten bishani, you serve the leftovers from lunch, you serve pesuda shlishit. In America, they don't even do that. You don't even get the leftovers from lunch. You get peanut butter and jelly or hummus if you're lucky. Tuna fish and egg salad. Right? That should be suda chashuva. Suda chashuva, serve real food. Right? Noten bishne v'chen lo yase el ha'oyim nadin la'adra ul'anga v'chol mine onek v'chol tov lo sagi shochal mine targima v'yftor atzmo b'zeh tzach l'chol pat l'fin gim sudat, you have to eat bread Rambam, and if you want to have fat you shouldn't fill yourself up at lunch so you have room to have all this fancy food, right? And in the second accord he says en tzach l'kadesh yayim sudat zo tira Rambam shal l'farsham sh'ratzon b'shin kvoa sudat l'yayin. So again, it sounds like he's telling you you should do this. He's saying you don't. The Rambam doesn't mean kiddush; he means drink wine during the meal. There's two tshuvot in the Olat Yitzchak of Ratzavi about this.
That's his shalat and shuvot.
Olat Yitzchak, yeah. Olat Yitzchak. It's interesting what he does here. He says here, Chalik Bet, he says, they asked about the Rambam, right? You have to drink wine during the meal. He says, Mashkan Rambam, the course of the Shalos Nanayah, and Macha Shatam Mishum Chashivut Asuda, Mistabur Lo Sagi Bekolshu, Elo Kolabot Revit. So first he says Revit. Now we have a third sheet, I guess. Should have said, point that out earlier. He thinks you should drink a Revit of wine. At Radvat Vaz, Mashmet Fei Tuva, right? And he says, Makom Makom, Lo Rainu Mishanagi Deva Rambam Shum Suda.
Not even the drink?
No, we didn't see. We drink the Kiddush and that's it. That's it, the Dechovah.
Lo Ra'inu. The first two, you're saying?
The first two or the third? He says, Lo Ra'inu. Lo Ra'inu, anyone who is noeg like the Rambam.
Oh, to drink.
To drink wine during the meal.
During any of the meals and not to have any wine at Shalishah.
Right. He says, Lo Ra'inu. So, you can just say that? Okay. Let's take a look what he does, how he tries to explain why we're not noeg like the Rambam. On page 15, he has another tshuva in the same chelek, and I bragged up a few pieces from here. Page 16, he says, "V'hen v'shno yireh." So first, he explains that what we said, that he doesn't mean kiddush, right? He says here, in the first bracket, he says, "Yireh de'vireh shalega be'etzim shudot kadavam v'shon chayav." Tom said, "You must eat three sudot." And Sevelinian Kvuta Leyan Kadav Nishon Tzarich. You need to drink wine. So I'm not quite sure what you do with that. He says, Lechem Mishneh is also Tzarich. He says, also Tzarich. And Lechem Mishneh is a requirement. So presumably what. And he says Tzarich Yun because Lechem Mishneh is a requirement. So what does it mean Tzarich? If Tzarich is less than Chayav, what does it mean? Presumably you could answer it with a question that he's asking here that, like the Poskim say, that you are Yotzeh, Suda Shlishit, or any of the Sudot without Lechem Mishneh. If all you have is one loaf, so you have one loaf. You're still Yotzeh the Suda. Right? You don't have to eat again with Lechem Mishneh. So maybe that's why the Rambam said Tzarich. But it comes out that you must have wine. That's,
where is this in the Dan?
Yeah, on the right hand side, he asked the question, Tzarich Lindu Gabe Bitzia al Bet Kikarot, Shismir Batarari, Ukhiyuv Mamash. So he doesn't understand. The Rambam said Tzarich to have wine and Tzarich to have Lechem Mishneh. So if it's a Chiyuv, so it should be. If it's a Chiyuv, so it should be chayav for lechem mishneh. So I'm just answering his kusha. I'm saying that lechora, what it means is that sudash for three sudot is chayav. You must eat. If you don't eat them, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, right? Mm-hmm. Why is lechem mishneh and kviut al yayin only tzarich? Because you are yotzei yedei chova without them. If you didn't drink wine during sudash lishit lechora, you're yotzei yedei chova. Just like the poskim say that by lechem mishneh, if you fail to have lechem mishneh, right? Then you are yotzei yedei chova. You don't have to eat again. I didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shnei because I didn't have Lechem Mishneh. You are Yotei Dechova, right? So maybe that I'm answering Rav Tzavi's kusha, that maybe that's why the Rambam picked the word Tzarich for both of them. But what comes out is that you still are required to have wine Lechatchila at the meal, just like you're required to have Lechem Mishneh. That was Lashon HaRambam. Fine. Now he tries to deal with the fact the Shulchan Aruch only quoted it legabe Yom Tov. He says the Shulchan didn't quote it. He says Mash enken legabe Ayin v'Yom Tov shu mitchayev mitzad aseid v'smachta v'chagecha lav davka b'suda. Right? He says lifkich liuskar ram b'sham suda. Okay, that's a different point. But tzach lomar shegam marana Shulchan lav davka nakat. So why the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention yet that we can get to drinking wine on Yom Tov? He said the Shulchan Aruch mentions you have to drink v'kover suda l'yayin. So he means no, lav davka, not necessarily during the meal. Right, so that's a. We don't want to get into that too much, but he says. So how's he going to deal with this Rambam? He says, the minhag is not to drink wine during the meal. He says, in the third arrow, on the right hand side, Aikar davar zeh shutzir Rambam or Rambam megmara debrachot shetzach likbo asudah liayin yesh leir shelo niskar zeh begmara betorah din elagav uchah shekach ayadar kam. So he's going to try to demolish the Rambam. Oh, wow, he's going to say that he says that the Gemara doesn't say you have to drink wine. This is the Rambam's shita. And he quotes, he says, you see various Rishonim, right, that the Rashba, the Miri, other places, that they interpret this Gemara as it's just derech likbo suda l'yayin, but not it's a chiyuv likbo suda l'yayin. So he says, Arei behedi, on the left hand side, den kan takanat chachamim lasot ken. Rak de talui berigilut anshe kol makom, umakom. Ken kad the Mishnah Berurah, quote points out the stira and the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore he says, on the second hour, lachen anachat mizmenu gam ken, af she'en regilim likbo suda l'yayin klal, אפילו בשעותות אלה בשאר מיני דמשקין, ומצד ישנו צבעים, right? שבני אדם שאין היין ערב להם, או שהיין מקולקל. He says, for some reason nowadays nobody drinks wine. I don't understand why. Either we're different or the wine is different, but we don't drink wine. Right? So this is basically what he says. He says, nowadays nobody drinks wine. So therefore we drink wine for kiddush and that's it. And the whole point was to have a suda chashuva. So when the Rambam says, you have to drink wine, that's just the derech to drink wine, right? But lav davka, right? I'm not sure if he's saying it in the Rambam, right? But presumably what he means is, he says that we hold like the other Rishonim. The Rambam seems to say you have to drink wine, but nowadays, where for us, wine is not a davar chashuv. It's not our way to do it, so therefore it's not an obligation. Interesting. When he says, nowadays we don't do this, right? Nowadays we don't do this. So I just wanted to add, before you get to that, that's over Tabi. He says, we don't do this nowadays. Okay.
Is there anybody else that says that we do? Like,
so let's see, you have Korach on page 19, Arichat HaShulchan. So he quotes it, צריך לקבוע כל סודה משלושתן על היין ולצוע על שתי קרקרות, וכן בימים טובים. Of course, on page 19, he paskins like the Rambam. But if you look further on page 20, he then takes it back. In the notes on page 20, he quotes the Rambam, you have to be קובע סודה על היין. Page 20, he takes it, מה שכתב הרמב״ם, שצריך לקבוע כל סודה משלושתן על היין, פשוט דיינו מלבד הקידוש. Right? That's clear. And he says, Rosh Nevar Lekaman, Vesham Nevar De Lav Davka Yain. He says, later on, in Simulay Tzad Yalev, I'm going to explain that you don't have to drink wine. Ela Shechar V'chotev. You have to drink some fancy drink. Okay. So now we're trying to figure this out. So now we have great expectations from him. Simulay Tzad Yalev is going to explain to us, why the Yain is Lav Davka. So let's see what he says in the Seminar Sadi Aleph.
But not that you don't have to drink at all.
You should drink some a fancy drink. That's all the Rambam is. You have to drink a fancy drink at each three meal, not just water. Right? So on page 21, in Seminar Sadi Aleph, he said there that in Sudash, in each of the Sudash, you have to drink fancy drinks. Mashkaot, fancy drinks. Mashkaotavdi mashkaot, hem lav davka yain. Why? Ela shecha v'chotzebe. V'gam yain meshubach, yain is also good. צריך לומר, דמה שכתב רבנו הרמב״ם, פרק למד, הלך היוד, יקבע סודה של שלן יין, ולאל מיני, צריך לקבוע סודה של שלן יין, הוא לאו דווקא על היין, אלא מפני חשיבותו על כל שאר משקה נקטה. Because it's a משקה חשוב, that's why the Rambam picked it. So, again, I'm not sure what to do with this. You know, Rav Tzavi understand, he's saying, we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass like other Rishonim, דרך לקבוע סודה, not חיוב. He's saying, we pass like the Rambam, but it doesn't mean yain, it can mean other משקאות. It's almost like he's saying, well, I wrote Mashkaot, so therefore we are forced to say that what the Rambam means is Lav Davka. I'm sure that's not what he means. He assumes it's Lav Davka, but he doesn't, he said he's going to prove it, but he doesn't prove it. Okay? As what they actually did in Teman, again, Rabbi Tzavi says, the Minag is not to do this nowadays. So what does he mean? He means the Minag in Eretz Yisrael? We don't drink wine? We're not Ragil the wine? Take a look in Sarat Teman, Amram Korach, Korach's grandfather. It was the last chief rabbi of Sana'a.
The Rav Chaim Korach?
The Rav Amram Korach. Rav Amram Korach wrote Sarat Teman. So he describes how they had what Sudat Shabbat was like in Teman. So he says, Kol Sudat Shabbat, Yom Tov, Noagim Behem Kavod, Kmo Sudat Nisuin V'Simcha. It's like a wedding meal. I'm sure the wedding meals were not like the wedding meals here in America. But they had stupid weddings also.
What?
They had soup with meat in Hawaii at weddings also, so just to put in perspective. That's true.
Yeah.
It's like there's a whole genre of these books written by different Sephardi and Edot HaMizrach people describing the way of life in their home country. Like there's a several like this about Persian Jews that I think they have it over here.
Ashkenazim as well.
Yeah, it's like this very nostalgic style. Like in the old country, you know, everyone used to like keep Shabbat. You know, like it's like they used to come home from Bet Knesset and make Kiddush. And we're like reading this and we're like, right? Meaning, of course, they were religious Jews. They came home. But for them, this was a Kiddush. They're trying to explain to the younger generation that And Timan, like, there was no such thing as not coming in front of Kiddush and not making Kiddush. Of course you make Kiddush. So there's a certain, like, style that is not so popular nowadays anymore. But Derech Agav, we see also things that are not obvious. He says, Mivin klayot ve'gozim, they didn't wash it, but they bring the jale, right? They bring the jale, which is like spread. I think the Syrians have a similar thing. They call it, what do they call it? Mez? They have a name for it. They serve. Some Hasidim also have this thing where they serve. Yeah, but there's many groups have this thing where you serve food between Kiddush and Hamotzi.
Oh, that, yeah.
Right?
Oh.
We call it jale. The Syrians call it like mez or something like that. And some of the Hasidim have, they serve like a piece of kugel.
Yerushalmi
Ashkenazim, yeah, they serve like a piece of kugel or a piece of something.
Between Kiddush and Motzi?
Yeah, between Kiddush and Motzi. Yeah. So in Teman, this is very popular. Mevin Klayot, when we speak about Kiddush ben Mokom Seudah, maybe we'll discuss, you know, what it's based on. And, right? They serve Klayot ve'gozim, pitzuchim, mine perot, mechalkin lefne kol echad mivne habayit, mi sheyesh lo yayin shoteh. Whoever has wine, who can afford wine, drinks wine. Or mim shirot v'tishvot, they sing zmirot. Man, this is going on for a while. The jale, goes on for a while, right? V'achagach mevim ha'shulchan v'sodim. Then after all, that you sit down to the meal. Okay, so we have to speak about the propriety of this minhag, what it's based on, whether we should follow it, whether you know. But that's a topic for a different time. What do you see here? Is first of all, they have wine. Of course, they have wine, right? They drank plenty of wine.
Which is mishyeshlo, which is already interesting.
Okay, not everyone can afford wine. Other people had to have, they drank, they used like raisin wine, things like that.
Yentzimukim.
But Pismuk
can
afford
wine. You don't know what percentage, if it's a small percentage, then you could say it's not a derech, only the top 1% drinks wine.
Okay.
Then why would we, you know?
Okay, I
don't know.
I hear.
It's not clear.
The fact that
he bothers to... that someone who doesn't have can't drink it.
I mean,
it's also Pashut
that everyone makes kiddush, you understand?
Right.
Meaning he's saying like not everyone had wine, some people were poor. But ours is common enough for him to mention it.
The ones who didn't have wine, are they also making kiddushim bread? You know what I mean? I don't know.
There's a similar description in Rav Kabach Salichot Teman. Again, of the drinking the wine in the jale. So now this comes to the point that there's no mention of being makpid to drink wine during the meal, that everyone was makpid to drink wine during the meal. Right? So first of all, one thing we see is that Rav Ratzabi, when he says, we don't drink wine, he means we in Israel. Right, everyone knows. Like you know, nowadays, like people, wine's not very popular, right? In Teman, of course, they drank wine, right? Right. He says maybe the wine got worse. Whatever it is, in Teman, they drank wine. drink the wine in the jale would be yotzeshi tataramim. So you see, according to the poskim, lechora not. According to Kesef Mishle, Bet Yosef Mishabwa, lechora not, because it means beemtzar suda. Right.
What counts as suda? I mean, if the is Hamotzi definitely the beginning of your Koveya, the Suda, like
so,
because with the Dinim in the Mishnah about what's Koveya, drinking wine is one of the...
Right, okay.
It can count as a Suda.
But Koveya Suda alayayin. So, yesh lachko. It could be, there certainly are a minority of poskim who hold that the Rambam would say you could be Yotze with drinking wine before the meal also, and they would say you Yotze with Kiddush also. So perhaps they assumed that way. Perhaps they were trying to fulfill the Shita Rambam, but they figured that if you drink the jale before the amotzi, that also suffices. Okay, so in summary, it seems like the poskim in general are not too into requiring everyone to do this. Nobody says everyone must do this. Even Rav Korach, who quotes the Lashon Rambam, he says, "Nah, it doesn't mean wine; it can mean any fancy drink." So we could at least nafach mishalanu say maybe. It's worthwhile to try to do this whenever possible, as we see that they did have wine and they did drink wine on Shabbat.
But that was before the meal.
But before the meal, maybe that's also good enough. Maybe they were also at Tachita Rambam, so maybe we could do a similar thing. Maybe you'll say with Kiddush, you could rely on Kiddush at the first two meals with Suda Shalishit to try to have wine if possible for Baal Bayit, who has his own table. He could do it. And again, especially taking into account the fact that Shulchan Aruch quoted it in Siman Tav Kuf Chavtet in the Chod Yom Tov, seems to be a very good reason to try to be makpid. Okay, that's our first topic for today.
Just a question.
Yeah.
So seemingly, are you going to be Yotze Shitat Rambam if you drink wine before the Hamotzi? Finish the cup of
Rov Achronim, the Kesef Mishneh, and others say not. You have to drink Be'em Tzasuda. But if we assume that in Teman they were Yotze de Shitan, we could follow the minority of Poskim. We say you could drink before the meal. You could rely on the Kiddush also, Lichora. Lichora, you could rely on the Kiddush also, especially if you drink not more than just a little sip. if you take more of a gulp. And again, just to point out that we're medayek in Lashon HaRambam, that if you didn't have it, b'diavad, you are yotzeh the suda, but it's just mitzvah lechatchila, like lechem mishneh, to try to do so, even according to the Rambam. Okay, so now, our second topic for today is, does Oneg Shabbat require a person to eat meat and wine for Oneg Shabbat? Now we talk about the suda chashuva. Now we're saying, does Oneg Shabbat require us to have meat and wine? Is there chiyuv bashtar v'yayin on Shabbat? So we saw in the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should yarbe bebasar v'yayin migdanot kefi yocholto, right? A person should have meat and wine. That's definitely the, Chazal's idea of fancy food, right? But we saw the Mishnah Berurah, and everyone, all the posts can say that these examples are just an example. But if you don't have meat, you don't have wine, you're right, you'll say the chovah of Onik Shabbat, as long as you have some fancy food that you enjoy. That's what we saw so far. Let's see if there's any sources that say the other way around. Okay.
What's the difference in the question about Sudat Shabbat and Onik Shabbat?
Well, Sudat Shabbat is for the, you'll say the Sudat Chashuva. For instance, Lechem Mishneh is not a halakha in Onik Shabbat. Okay. Lechem Mishneh is a halakha in the Sudat. The three Sudat require you to be Botzeh al-Shtei Kikarot. So Onik Shabbat, for instance, doesn't have to be fulfilled in the context of a meal. It's nothing to do with the meal. You could fulfill Onik Shabbat. Again, Onik Shabbat requires you to eat bread, right? Requires
at the
you
same
to
time?
To,
no,
to
no,
eat
you
bread.
Have meat at 20
but
afternoon at the...
Then the Chorah, if you have meat at 20 afternoon, is also fulfillment of Onik Shabbat, right? If you drink wine at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's also fulfillment of Onik Shabbat. Onik Shabbat requires you to have bread, fills you up, feels
at
good.
At some point in the Shabbat.
Right? Yeah, to have the three Seudot. So this is two separate questions. And here Basar is on the table also. We're talking about Basar also. Okay. So the main makor for this is if we take a look. In the main makom, there's the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah on page 26. Skipping ahead, I'm trying to do every ma'arei makom. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah are talking about the halachot of somebody who just lost a loved one, and the met has not yet been buried. So they're called an onen. So they're not allowed to eat kodashim, right? And there's several various halachot mid Rabbanan that they're not allowed to be involved in things which will distract them from burying the person, so they should be focused on burying the person. Not allowed to do mitzvot, they don't say barachot. And one of the restrictions on an onen is he doesn't eat meat or drink wine until the deceased has been buried. Why? Because if he eats meat and drinks wine, he's going to get distracted. Now, one of the halachot of an onen is that if the person died on Shabbat, or let's say they died on Friday and there wasn't time to bury them until after Shabbat, so what happens when Shabbat comes? So at Shabbat, you can't bury anybody. So the state of aninut, the state of is suspended, right, from when Shabbat begins until after Shabbat, right? So the Gemara says, on Shabbat, you can ochel basar v'shotei yain. Ochel basar, that's Lashon of Gemara. Ochel basar v'shotei yain, the Rif has it here. Ochel basar v'shotei yain. Right, so the Rabbeinu Yonah, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, page Yud Amud Bet in Masechet Brachot, say as follows. Shabbat mesev ve'ochel basar v'shotei yain lo ka'amar v'chayav le'ochel basar v'shotei yain. You're not obligated to have meat and wine. The kevan shu mitkaven le'mitzvah im yirtze yochal v'im lo yirtze lo yochal. She'eno chovah la'adam she'ochel basar v'shotei yain b'shabbat. She'amru aseh Shabbat chachol v'atitzach lebriot. He says, this is interesting proof. He says, you see that basar v'yain is not a chiyuv on Shabbat. How do you see that? Because the Gemara says if you don't have money, if you only have a little bit of money, right, you have enough money for basic Onik Shabbat, don't ask for tzedakah to have a fancy meal. So in that circumstance, a person has only enough money for peanut butter sandwiches, he'll be yotzei dechva with peanut butter sandwiches, right? And he shouldn't ask for tzedakah in order to have fancy food. So you'll forego the basar v'yayin. So what's the proof? So when you have money, you should buy it. L'chora, what he's saying is that you see from the fact, if it was a chiyuv, we would require you to beg money to be yotzei dechova, right? And the fact that we don't require you to do so shows that it's not a chiyuv. Hilkach bechol devar shu mitzvah chayav la'asoto b'shabbat. You must make kiddush. When a person is onen, he doesn't have an option. On Shabbat, he's obligated mitzvot. He must make kiddush. He must pray the tefillot of Shabbat. Aval zeh reshutu im yirtze yochal basar v'shtayin v'im lo yirtze yaniach. He doesn't have to eat it. And this is codified in the Rama, in Shulchan Aruch, page 27, in Hilchot Avelut, in Hilchot Aninut, Shad Yom Tov Ochel Basar Shte Yain, says the Rama, Im Yirtze. Says the Rama, Im Yirtze. And the Shach explains, as we said, that eating meat and wine on Shabbat is not an obligation. So this is the assumption of most of the poskim, right? That there's no obligation to have meat and wine on Shabbat. Again, leaving aside our discussion of being kover suda le'yarn, leaving that aside. But for onek Shabbat, no obligation to have, right? Like the Rabbi Yonah said, right? Is there anyone who argues? Is there anyone who argues that there is an obligation to have basar v'yayin on Shabbat? So, this discussion, again, in Hilchot Shabbat, it just says, of course you should have meat and wine. It just doesn't, in Hilchot Shabbat, nobody gets into, do you have to have it or you don't have to have it? What kind of person doesn't have meat and wine on Shabbat? You see, the Hashkafat Torah here is that meat and wine is fancy food, right? Nobody's pushing for vegetarianism and so on and so forth, right? But if we ask, is there a chiyuv that you have seen other areas of halacha? So now look in Hilchot Nedarim.
So like when the Shulchan Aruch writes Chayav Likvoa Kol Suda Aleyayin, so
this is on Yom Tov, Chayav Likvoa Kol Suda Aleyayin, and this is what he pointed out. This is Halachav Kviut Suda Aleyayin. If you drank the wine outside the meal, you wouldn't fulfill that that halacha, right?
Yes.
And that's the discussion we had up until now, where again the Poskim weren't so into the fact that the Shulchan Aruch quoted in Chod Yom Tov. They sort of said it's just a mitzvah lechatchila. No, Tov Le'ader, so on and so forth. But now we're talking, on Shabbat and Yom Tov, right? And now we're talking about, even not during the meal, are you chayav to eat basar v'yayin on Shabbat, for onig Shabbat, right? So the Tur, page 28, the Tur in Simon Resh, in Yoredea, Simon Resh Kaftet, says follows, quotes from the Gemara, Neder shu tar mitzatou tar kulo. A person takes a neder that they're not going to eat cabbage and apples. So if the half about the cabbage is hutar, he can eat apples also because he bundled them together into one neder. Kegon, what's the example? Shenadar itanot zman yadua. He said the maid is going to tanit for the next 10 days. V'irubo Shabbatot v'yamim tovim, and one of those 10 days is Shabbat or Yom Tov. Omrim lo ilu natata libcha Shabbatot v'yamim sheirubo Shabbatot v'yamim tovim lo itanoder matirin la Shabbat v'yamim tovim v'hutar akol, right? If you would have occurred to you, if you would have remembered at the time that one of these days is Shabbat and Yom Tov, where you must eat, right? You made a neder not to eat at all. You must eat on these days. Would you have made the neder? And he says, no, I forgot all about Shabbat. You know, I would never have made the neder if I would have known. So we matir Shabbat and Yom Tov, and then all the other days are also mutar, right? Because it was one package deal. So now look at the Bet Yosef, what he says about this. Page 29. He says, "Ba'ad potchin b'Shabbatot v'yamim tovim." He says, "All the Mishnah said again. All the Mishnah in the Darim says is potchin b'Shabbatot v'yamim tovim. We begin undoing the neder from Shabbat and Yom Tov. But what was the neder? The neder, according to the Torah, neder was to fast. The Gemara is discussing a neder to fast on Shabbat and Yom Tov. He says, "Piresha," but he says, "Piresha rosh im nadar litanot o shelo lechol basar lizman echad." Person made a neder not to eat basar for 10 days. And one of them was Shabbat. We said, oh, would you have made the neder if you not to eat meat for the next 10 days? You would remember Shabbat? Of course not. Why of course not?
It's usual to eat meat on Shabbos.
Okay, so we'll have to see. So let's see how he explains it. V'omrim lo, ilu samta libcha Shabbatot mimin tovim, Shabbatot hazman kluma hita noder. Rabbeinu shelo katzav, what did the Torah think? Why didn't the Torah quote that? He didn't quote that. He didn't quote the piece about the basar. He didn't quote about fasting. Rabbeinu, the tour, should look at the neder litanot. If shar de svirale, the neder should look at the basar and potchin lo b'shabbat yadvim tovim. Why? Da belo basar yachol la'aneg at ha-shabbat. If you cast darsna, you can eat fish stew. You know, that's the Rabbi's example of a simple meal. Right? You can eat fish stew. You don't have to have basar for onik Shabbat. That's what the tour holds. That's why he didn't quote that you could be matir the neder based on Shabbat. דיבר הרמב״ם נראה דה אפילו לא נדר אלה שלא לאכול בשר ושלא שתת יין פותחים בשבתות דבים טובים כדיבר הראש. But הרמב״ם זה כדרוש that we can be matir the nether based on basar ויין. So what's the and what do they hold? They hold you must have basar ויין? They disagree with the Torah on that point? Or maybe like you were saying, right, they just think that it's normal to have basar ויין but not zechir. So what's the Shulchan Aruch paskin about this? in Hilchot Nedarim on page 30, he says, Neder shuta mitzvah utar kulo, ketzad nadar lit'anot o shelo lechol basar, zman yedua. He says, you can be matir the Neder based on basar. Why? We don't know. He just said that the Rambam and the Rosh hold that way. He didn't explain why. Did they disagree with the Torah? So look in the Taz. The Taz, again, Simon Resh Kaftet, Siv Katan Bet, he says, "V'tur lo katav l'itanot l'chud." Bet Yosef, "V'yom tov v'shabbat efshar lo b'lo basar l'itanek atzmo." But the Rosh who adin gam benoder mibasar l'chud. V'u tamua de'ar yale al adad lo mar denoder mibasar lo yeh bitul onik shabbat. Ela v'adai to tur sfer legamir. He says the tur will of course agree. Of course you can be poter from basar also. Why? Because if you don't have basar, that's bitul onik. Now again. That doesn't mean it's a chiyuv. It means, if I don't eat meat on Shabbat, I will not have as much onik Shabbat. So I'm losing onik Shabbat. The Bach, as it says, you'll be mitzta'er. You'll be unhappy. On Shabbat, you're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to have everything, all the good things that you normally have. So you don't, you're oversat. Not that it's a chiyuv. Right? He explains the Shulchan Aruch is based on that it's not a chiyuv that basar v'yayin. But it's simply that we enjoy basar v'yayin. So therefore, if you make a neder not to have basar v'yayin, you're losing out. But look at the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnayot on page 32. The Rambam says on page 32, he says, "Potchin b'yamim tovim shabbatot v'rishona kegon shnishba shelo yishte yain o shelo yochal basar kach v'kach yamim lekach omer or numar." This is, again, I didn't have use of Kapach's translation is much better, right? אילו ידעת בשעת השבועה שהשבת או יום טוב שנכלל באלו ימים, אתה מחויב בו באכילה בשר שתי ידיין, לפי שנאמר, וקראת לשבת עונג, כלום היית נשבע? הוא אומר, לא, מתירים לו שבועתו. רב עושה את לשון, חייב. This is the secret source for the obligation to have בשר ויין. This Rambam, this is the only source for requirement to have בשר ויין on Shabbat. And this would be what stands behind the Rambam's psak that we can be undo a neder based on basar v'yayin. But this line doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. Nobody quotes this in Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, we have to see how do the poskim come down. So we'll do our usual survey. Bashkanazim, the Rama said you don't have to eat basar v'yayin. Nevertheless, the classic sefer nowadays on Hilchot Avilut is the Badei Shulchan. We're Feivel Cohen from Brooklyn. And he's a big machmir. So if you look at page 33, he says, "Yesh shekadav lachlok al Rama kan, v'da'ato she'av v'shad chayav v'sar v'yayin, ra'uy lachmir kedvarav. Ken nira lehenu yedat." So he wants you to be machmir to have Shabbat sar v'yayin on Shabbat. He quotes the Shevet Yehuda. Now this is basically based on this Rambam. So by Ashkenazim, and the Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata just says, There's no obligation. And that's the mainstream psak amongst the Sfaradim. So, Kaf HaChaim, page 34, and Siman Tav Kuf Nun Bet, in Lechot Tisha B'Av, actually interesting. Talks about Sudam of Seket, when falls on Shabbat, Ein Chiyuv Lechol Basar B'Shabbat. Mikol Makom, Kevin Shinimna Mishum Evel. If you're not eating meat and wine on Shabbat because you're Mit Abel, it's Erev Tisha B'Av, that's not allowed. But if you're just not eating because you don't feel like eating it, that's fine.
What does he say at the end though? Mikol makom kiven shenimna mi.
Mishum evel averahi. If a person's like, let's say, like right erev Tisha B'Av, they're not eating meat and wine because they and it's Shabbat because they feel bad for the Churban, that's not allowed. That's avilut. But just to choose not to eat it, that's right.
It's interesting because some don't, but I think that's about the Ashkenazim.
Well, so I think the Minag, Hashem Ashkenazim don't.
In the
Torah courts, that's such a shita. We didn't get into it. We moved it a little more quickly, but that's the Torah over here says.
I mean,
that
just it's a chumrah.
But the Torah says it's an avera. Torah says it's an avera. It argues on those shitot.
Okay.
That if you normally have a sarviyan, you have to have it. To round out the Sfaradim, we have a nice tshuva here from Rav David Yosef in Halacha Brura, he has Tshuvot Otzorot Yosef at the back of each Chelek. Chelek Yud Gimel has a Tshuva about this, and he quotes the different Marei Mekomot. Well, you take a look. He says, in the second source on page 35, second bracket, בשבועות שואלום ושיב תניאנה שהבין בדעת הרמב״ם זה סביר אלה שיש חיוב מן הדין לכל בשר של הדיין בשבת. He says, לכאורה יש לדחות. I can solve the Rambam. He says, שראה לא כתב הרמב״ם בלשון חייב אדם לכל בשר של הדיין, אלא כתב דהווה עונג. This is the Rambam משנה תורה. Rambam משנה תורה doesn't say this way. So you could say the Rambam changed his mind. In the Pirush HaMishneot, he says חייב. In the Mishneh Torah, it just says onig.
Which one came first?
Pirush HaMishneot. When he was younger, he wrote the Pirush HaMishneot. And then when he was older, he wrote the Mishneh Torah. And there he doesn't say Chayav. He says, it's considered to be onig Shabbat.
Mm-hmm. So which one do we go? Like the later
one? So he's saying we should follow the later one. It says, Hainu she'etzel rov bnei adam chashiv achilat basar shtiyadein onig. Shapir bekayem bemitzad onig Shabbat karui. Aval midina en Chayav. What about the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishneot? So he quotes it... On page 36, he quotes it, Mevoar behedya, Tzfirele de'ika chiyuv midina. So, it could be that he says we should interpret the Rambam Mishneh Torah in light of that. But I put the whole tshuva here, you can read the whole tshuva. He doesn't come to a conclusion. He doesn't say definitively either way, but he brings you different sources that we've looked at already a little bit, and doesn't come out definitively either way. Is there a psak for temanim on this question? So the Shtilezitim in page 38.
Are we talking like about mitzvah d'oraita or
Oneg Shabbat is mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. It's from the Nevi'im. Bekarat la Shabbat Oneg is a pasuk in Yeshaya. So in many ways we treat that very seriously, like at the level close to the level of a d'oraita from the Nevi'im. But it's not really a d'oraita. But again, if we were to assume that the Rambam means it's an obligation mishum Oneg Shabbat to have, again, not at every meal, to have basar v'yayin on Shabbat, so then that would be because of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbat.
But if it so, let me just ask because the klalim of sfek d'rabbanan kula, sfek d'oraita l'chumra, and this is like in the middle.
Is machloket rishonim whether we say divrei kabbalah sfek divrei kabbalah l'chumra sfek divrei kabbalah l'kula. That's a huge sugya, right? But in this case again, if the Rambam says this in the Pirush HaMishneot, he's definitely in the minority. We have the Talmid Rabbein Yona, we have the Rama, we have all these poskim who are assuming kedavar pashut, dor pashut. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anywhere you have to have basar. He says it's considered to be onik Shabbat. And Shtilei Zeitim, page 38, says, Asur limana, aval gavd ein chiyuv lechol basar b'shabbat, nikom kevin shinam neshum evel averai biyado. So again, Tumas Sudam of second, he quotes the same Lashon from Magen Avraham, the two. There's no obligation of basar v'yayin. And just to round out, just to round us out, take a look in page 39, the Maaretz has a tshuva. In Peulat Tzadik, השאלה הוא אם חייב לאכול בשר ולשתות יין ויום טוב ושבת. We're not going to have time to speak about יום טוב today. Maybe we'll pick that up another time. He says, "Baida, I want to start maybe next week talking about Chanukah." So maybe we'll do יום טוב another time. He says, "Baida יורדה סימן שין ממאלף דונן בשבת ויום טוב אוכל בשר ושתות יין אם ירצה." כתב זה השח, חבן שהוא מתכוון למצווה, אם ירצה יאכל ואם לא ירצה לא יאכל. שאינו חובה על האדם שאוכל בשר ושתי יין, היא קוצה ללשון תלמידי רבי נויה, עד כאן תלמידי רבי נויה, עד כאן לשון ששח. Like everything we saw. כן כתב טור, צמין טוף כף תף כוף נון בית, מביאו מגן אברהם, that the Shtilei Zeitim quoted, the Kaf HaChaim quoted, that there's no obligation, just you're not allowed to not eat it because you're in mourning. If a person's in mourning, they shouldn't refrain from eating meat and wine as an expression of their mourning. If they simply don't feel like eating meat and wine, no problem. And that's the entire tshuva. It's quoted lahalacha, this tshuva of the Pula Tzadik also, just to introduce you to a few of the other sfarim that you can use. Page 40, this is the Shtilei Zeitim on Ilchot Shabbat. Like we said, they don't have a fancy edition, Ilchot Shabbat or Shtilei Zeitim. Look on the bottom left, there's a little thing they call Shoshanat HaMelech. Shoshanat HaMelech was written by Rabbi Chibshush. It's a kitsur of the, he collects pieces from the Pula Tzadik, and he was mekatzer them, and he made them into like a kitsur of the Tshuvot Pula Tzadik, arranged according to Allah. Pula Tzadik is Tshuvot of the Maaretz. And this is the Shoshanat HaMelech is Kitzur of the Pula Tzadik, arranged according to the order of Shulchan Aruch. Then somebody else came and ordered and put selections from the Shoshanat HaMelech on the Shtilei Zeitim. So if you want the original Shoshanat HaMelech, it's printed in the third volume of Tshuvot Pula Tzadik on page 41. It's one of two Kitzurim that were made in Teman. You see again, it's another proof how the Maaretz was accepted as a Posek. The two Sifrei Kitzurim of his Tshuvot, one's called Shoshanat HaMelech, which is again, Al Seder Shabbat, it has Simanim, again, here, most people know the Shoshan HaMelech from the Shittei Zaytim, that's on the side of the Shittei Zaytim. But it's actually Sefer Tsefer, so the same Lashon. If you look here on page 41, also easier print. Sif Yud Aleph in Chod Shabbat, in Shoshan HaMelech. En Adam Chayv L'Chol Basar L'Shtot Yayin B'Shabbat. El HaReshut B'Yador. Right? There's another Kitzur of the Tshuvot Pu'ulat Tzaddik called Torat Chacham. That was written by a rabbi by the name of Rav Yehuda Ben Salah. Right, he had this, another rabbi called the Maharitz, but he was not the Maharitz. He's not even related to the Maharitz. He just had to have the same name as the Maharitz. He wrote a Kitzur called Torat Chacham, which is also printed in the third chelik of Tshuvot Pu'ulat Tzaddik. And he also quotes this: "Im chayav adam lechol b'sav yashlat, im lav he'elad eno el reshut. Im yirtze, im lo yirtze yaniach." Right.
The Pu'ulat Tzaddik again was the Maharitz.
Tshuvot, the Tshuvot of the Maharitz. That's right. Etz Chaim is the Sidur with Alchot. Pu'ulat Tzaddik is the Tshuvot. And these are kitzurim of the tshuvot. We have, interesting, Rav Tzavi doesn't address this anywhere. I couldn't find anywhere where he addresses this question. But Rav Korach, and the Arachat Ushalchan does address it. And he says, Yarbe b'sar mignad kfi yukholto, aval min adin en adam chayav lechol basar v'shtod yayin b'shabbat. There's no obligation, he says, to eat basar yayin on Shabbat, and he quotes in the notes on page 43, quotes from the Maharitz. He quotes from the Maharitz, and he says he wrote in the Sefer Tshuva Kehalacha, the Sefer Tshuvot. I just found out about it through this, and this morning I didn't think we had the Sefer. I found the Otzar Chochma, so I printed out his Tshuva. This is a Tshuva that he wrote about vegetarianism. So take a look. We have like a minute left. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Tshuva Kehalacha of Shlomo Korach. I have to get into the Sefer, see what else he has there. It's just interesting, like, I didn't have time to block off sections. I just printed this morning. He said, Nish'ati b'shem tnu'at ha-tzimchonim.
Where?
Just in the little, on the top right. He says, I was asked by the vegetarian, on behalf of the vegetarian movement. I didn't remember the vegetarian movement. Tnu'at ha-tzimchonim. Alidei Mar Yehuda ben Eliezer. So, and this is it. So first of all, again, because we're out of time, I'll tell you what he says outside. You can read it at your leisure. He says, first of all, if they're copying the minhag of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Hodu, so he says, that I have no patience for. No patience. That's chukot goyim. That's not asur. Terrible. Right? That's easy to... And he says, if they think they're being kind to animals by not eating meat, he says, that's ridiculous. First, you have all the starving people in the world. You start thinking about being so machmir on tzar ba'alei chayim.
But is it asur? It's just ridiculous.
He says it's.
The first would be asur. First would be chukat ha-goyim.
Yeah, no. He just says. You have so many ba'alei chayim of your own species, who need your help.
There's some people that they feel bad. They discuss.
So he says my tshuva. My tshuva is only for people who don't eat meat because they are disgusted by it. Or if they don't eat meat for their health reasons and so on and so forth, you can throw in halachic reasons
also
they don't trust. The health reasons is fine. You have health reasons; he doesn't have any problem. It's not.
So there are people. Yeah,
he has no problem with that. But I just point out, just to give background, the two sources that give any basis in, again, the Torah permits eating meat. So, and I, Adam Rishon, didn't eat meat. Okay, but now it's mutar. So why would you say you shouldn't eat meat? Is there any hashkafic basis for it? Make up your own things. So there's the two sources that talk about vegetarianism, that talk about eating meat, that somehow bidiyavad. Sefer Ikarim of Rabbi Yosef Albo and a piece by Rav Cook, both of them warn of the tremendous dangers of vegetarianism and the confusing people and animals. Being so nice to animals that you forget that they're different from people, and then you're going to treat people like animals. So any kind of ideological vegetarian message would be treated with extreme caution. So, but he says, and if you look here, he talks about this tshuva is specifically about eating the two tafshilim for the seder plate. You know, you have the zroa or the basar that you serve on the seder plate, and the temanim eat it.
Yeah.
So he says you don't have to eat it, and he says look here. He basically says, I don't know. Again, Yom Tov is a big question. What he does with Yom Tov, we didn't have time to get into it. We'll have to read this more carefully when we talk about that. He says on the next page, he says Nosaf is in the third paragraph on the right hand side. Nosaf zot kalu mishabbat gam b'zeh shemitvat oneg shabbat umuskam lekol haposkim shemitaneg bebasar v'yayin. He says for sure you have to basar v'yayin for oneg shabbat, right? And he says, he says the mitzvah oneg, and he says, basically he says that oneg Shabbat means if you like it. If you don't like it, so then the oneg doesn't apply. And he, you know, in the Arichat HaShulchan, he quotes from the Aretz to substantiate this point. Here he just says on his own, oneg Shabbat means if you like it, if you don't like it, there's no chiyuv to have basar v'yayin mishum oneg Shabbat. And that's his conclusion. So again, we found this interesting Rambam, but the in the Perush Mishnayot, and we think maybe the Rambam was chozer, because in the Yad he just says it's considered to be an oneg. He doesn't say you must. So that appears to be the conclusion. Yom Tov, of course, is a totally different topic, and we saw the Maritz said Yom Tov also, as did the Shach. Also, Yom Tov, you don't have to have basar v'yayin, but we'll have to get back to that when we do Yom Tov. Maybe later in the year, because I think now we're going to switch to the Chot Chanukah. Okay, very good.